Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, over the weekend, last week I told you over the weekend I was going to be hanging out with my family, and my mum started doing this thing where she's cleaning out each of our rooms,
your old rooms,
one by one. So me and my siblings have all moved out of home. You know, I moved out 10 years ago now, and have left a significant amount of stuff in the old bedroom. It's basically a shrine to when I used to live there. And I took what I needed at the time and then just kind of left a whole bunch of stuff there. So she basically pulled everything out of the cupboards and was like, anything that's left on the bed when you leave today is being donated thrown away.
What's the plan to do with the rooms? Just to have general, I guess, spare guest rooms?
Yeah, so my sister and my brother-in-law are selling their place. So they're moving all their stuff into mum and dad's house.
Oh, right. So they save a bit of money.
They need the room for the time being. It's only for a few months, but mum was like, it's time. You've had 10 years to get your stuff out. Get out.
Rightly so. Rightly so. We did discuss if you could find any little nuggets of gold from your childhood bedroom. That'd be fun.
How about a book of anxiety?
Ooh, is that what they call diaries these days? Is that an actual diary?
This is my diary.
Can I have a look?
It was... I'm very nervous handing that over to you.
What's this? What's the age? Wow, Jess, this is...
Yeah, if you have a look at the front, I think it's got a date on it.
2005 to 2008?
2008, yeah. I didn't write in it consistently.
I was going to say.
It was just when I was feeling sad.
Now, there's a few pages ripped out. Are you that ashamed?
I don't know. I didn't rip those out this weekend. I think I've ripped out stuff as it went along. But can I read you some excerpts?
Yeah, of course. This is excellent. I just want to set the scene.
I don't know who I was writing this to. It's like
just writing it out there.
I think I was. It's like as I was talking to somebody.
I mean, we all as young, the younger versions of ourselves. Yeah. If you had a diary, I never did.
So cringe.
But you would just get it out there, and a lot of people still do it today. Journaling, it's very normal.
I'm lying here Sunday night, 11:27 p.m. This time last week, I was freaking out, but now I lay here and I seem to have a good feeling about what's to come.
Can I interrupt immediately? What's happened to your speaking? You're an animal now.
What do you mean?
10 minutes before the show, you said, I'm going to have a whiz. That's the most well-spoken you've ever seemed, and you were 13 at the time.
This is before I moved to Queensland.
Oh, no. All right, keep going.
It's been constant mood swings last week, thanks to a good friend of mine, PMS.
Oh, no.
However, I can't wait to kickstart the week. Who knows? Maybe I feel this way for a reason. Perhaps this week something will happen. Something that will change the rest of my life.
Again, so you're at this age, 2005, 2008, how old would you be?
This would have been, I would probably have been year 7 or year 8.
So like 13, 14.
Yeah. 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 Here's to good feelings and all the best for the future. Peace, Jess.
Signing it off.
Monday the 17th. Nothing's happened yet.
Sad realization.
Nothing life-changingly special anyway. I'll keep you posted. Fingers crossed it'll happen soon.
Like a YouTuber before they were around, but there's no one watching.
No one cares.
No one's watching. No one's listening.
I don't even care. Why am I checking in? Tuesday 18th. Starting to feel like I'm full of it. Nothing's happened yet. 5 days left of the week, though.
Positive. That's nice.
I'm staying positive. Look, then it goes on to a lot of intense stuff about I was being bullied very heavily.
That's
at the time.
That's not good, mate. I'm sorry.
But I was starting to make new friends. And I was heading over to Knox City with a friend of mine. Do you want to hear a little snippet of that?
Yeah, quickly. if you could
Look at this page.
Wow, it's cancelled something there. Scribbled it
out. Something has happened in this little scribble.
All right, well, Jess, we need to get to this.
Oh, I think I've bitched about someone there.
Ah,
someone's not a good person. Then I've scribbled out what I've written. I've wrote, sorry, they're just rude. I didn't mean all of that, so I've scribbled it out.
All right. We don't have enough time.
Who am I talking to?
You're talking to your inner self or the person out there. Can we revisit this throughout the rest of the week?
Do you want me to? I'll get some more excerpts and we can have
that
a
was
look.
Like, I feel like you just opened a random page and just started reading it. There's a lot going on there. That's just 2 days in your life. That's a lot.
That nothing happened and I wrote about consistently.
I mean, What a journey. 13-year-old Jessica.
Yeah, and her PMS.
Good friend of yours. No, mate, it's nice to be none of us are shocked about how you were acting as a 13-year-old, but looking forward to checking in tomorrow.
No worries.
Seeing how she is probably not well still.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, and really interesting stories coming out of America. I'm not sure how hectic our no-fly list is here in Australia, but in America, if you get yourself on the no-fly list, it's not so good.
Do they judge it on a scale of hectic? I imagine it's pretty, for like a lot of obvious reasons, like very dangerous people aren't allowed on planes, and that makes sense.
Well, a woman over in the US, her name's Erin, she's 24 years old, and she went on TikTok to complain about being put on the no-fly list. Now, she didn't realize that she'd been put on the no-fly list until she tried to book a flight for her sister's bachelorette party. And when she was told by the airline that she could not book the flight, she called them up. And said, hey, look, I'm trying to go on this flight. I was coming up with this error saying I'm not allowed to fly. And they were like, oh, yeah, you're actually on our no-fly list.
Right.
And she said, what have I done to end up on the no-fly list? And apparently her exact charge was that she was having relations with a man in the air.
Yeah.
Only problem is this 24-year-old Erin has never been with a man before. In fact, she's a lesbian.
Right.
And so she's like, how do I now call up the airline and prove to them that I am, in fact, a lesbian?
Yeah, that I'm into women.
Like, this, because they've got the wrong person, clearly, and I shouldn't be on the no-fly list. So she's been banned from flights from here on out.
Until they can sort it out.
Until she can prove that this wasn't her.
Do you think they get a man in a room and a woman in a room and they go, well, go kiss one? And then she goes, well, ew.
No thanks.
No thanks. I'd be furious.
Imagine.
If that happened to me. I'd be furious.
Well, it made me think about that time that you were banned from ordering pizza.
This makes me so mad.
This is what it reminded me of.
The people that lived in this is years and years ago, a rental that I was living in, the people that lived there before me, apparently, I learned this after an incident, they would often order pizzas from this particular pizza place, and the pizzas would get there and they'd take it and they'd say, we'll give you the money, and they would just lock the door and they wouldn't give them the money. And then they were like, this has happened too many times. I tried to order pizza. Hour and a half later, I'm like, wow, this pizza really hasn't been here. And I called through and they're like, oh, we were waiting for this call. I was like, yeah, where are these pizzas? And they're like, we're not falling for this again. You've done it to us too many times. And I'm like, I moved into this house 3 weeks ago. I don't know what you're talking about. And they were like, yeah, I'm sure you moved into the house 3 weeks ago. And they were like, we'll cancel the order and send the money back to your cards if it actually exists. And I was ropeable. I was banned from a pizzeria for doing nothing.
And this is how Erin feels, Tim. 5223295.
My ears are so red right now, even thinking about that. Because I didn't do anything wrong. And you're taking away one of the best foods on the planet from an innocent man.
And there wasn't many of these pizza shops around where we were living. 5223295. Where have you been banned from?
Is this what it feels like to be wrongfully imprisoned?
Yes, it's exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
It's exactly the same as not getting your pizza.
I feel like if there's a justifiable ban, you let that go.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't not order pizzas. I didn't steal pizzas. So give me my pizzas.
We've got Jace from Cariah though on 5223295. Jace, where have you been banned from?
I was banned from like a shopping centre, but I was brought up in a small town and we only had the one shopping centre. and it had the sanity and it had the Kmart and everything else. I got banned. So basically all my friends when we were about 13 or 14, they always used to go in. I was like, I can't go in there. So yeah, nah.
What do you do to get banned from a shopping centre?
Oh, shoplifting, yeah.
Oh, Jace. That one's a rightful ban, I reckon.
Yeah, no, just kid things. So yeah, it wasn't very smart. But
how long does that last for? Like, are you still banned from that shopping centre?
Well, I did move away for uni, so I actually haven't gone back there. I haven't needed to go back there, bro. I probably actually even now just think I might be too afraid to go in there just in case.
You never know. Mrs. Rogers for the news agents might still be there.
Get him!
you'd always have that feeling if you visited back home. Well, Jay, shoplifting is a no-no, but we appreciate the call.
Yeah, no worries.
All right. Seems like he's learned his lesson by the sounds of it.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess. Ladies and gentlemen. Exude confidence and style in a Tiguan from Rex Gorel Volkswagen. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
It's the name that Australia in the last 5 days has become obsessed with. Mm-hmm. Rachel Gunn, also known as Ray Gunn, Australia's entrant to the breakdancing at the Olympic Games.
It's just so good. Like, she was meant to be a B-girl. Do you know what I mean?
Ray
Gunn is a great...
Yep.
Name.
Made a mark around the world with her unique style of breakdancing, her kangaroo hopping in particular.
Yeah.
Got a lot of people excited. Now, she is a full-time creative researcher at Sydney's Macquarie University, specialising in the cultural politics of breakdancing. So that's what she studies. And also, she is a breakdancer. She became a breakdancer later in life.
Who knew there was... cultural studies within breakdancing research.
But it's one of those things where if that's the area you want to look into, you can, and the university backs you.
Stunning.
You can do that. A lot of people are big fans of her, saying the breaking and hip-hop community definitely stands behind her. We saw a lot of footage of the Australian athletes at the closing ceremony getting around her. There is a lot of rumours of a career change.
Oh, Where's she off to?
Well, she's the hot ticket in town. And will Ray Gunn be a name, or Rachel Gunn be a name, that not just fades away as that...
Prime Minister.
Okay. No. Because breakdancing is not... We spoke about it earlier today, and we spoke about it a few times. Breakdancing isn't continuing to 2028. They knew before this Olympics that it was only going to be at this Olympics. It was already canned before it had even begun. There is going to be a bidding war of reality television across Australia for the services of Ray Gunn. I'm going to say a few rumours.
Please.
Dancing with the Stars is the natural one.
Stunning.
And that's...
They've just had their season though, so
exactly.
Probably unlikely.
Bad timing. The odds of her being on Australia's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. That's,
huge.
I believe that's quite high.
Yeah.
Her own reality TV show, that's also high in the market.
Yeah.
Pew with Ray Gunn, maybe.
Simone Biles had that documentary done on her for Netflix. Why can't we have a Ray Gunn documentary?
There's a lot of favoritism for cameo roles across multiple different platforms.
Oh, if we don't see her on Ramsey Street... For Neighbours.
Yep.
Devastating.
And then music video appearances are also... Yeah. So she could really capitalise this fame that she's got right now.
Tim, have they listed the grand final?
The AFL
MCG.
Grand final. My
Katy
God.
Katy Perry comes out. Ray Gunn.
Dancing.
Does some dancing.
I mean, that would be epic.
This is the time.
She needs to do something soon, though.
That's what I mean.
The grand final's still 2 months away, essentially. Yeah. It's too far away. We need something soon. Unless she's on the block, I have no idea. I have no idea what she could do. We could have seen her on Hunted. We love Hunted at the moment on 10 and 10 play. That would have been fantastic.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she'd want to get caught because she'd just be like, you know, dropped off at Geelong as we saw last night. Just
do they
breaking
still have,
at Cunningham Pier.
Do they still have Australia's Got Talent? Because
I don't think so.
They should bring it back.
All right. Well,
bring it back. Make her a judge.
It'll be interesting to see how Ray Gunn continues to stay in the front of mind, so we'll keep everyone in
put
the
her on the $5
on
note.
All right, calm down. krock.com.au if you want to see that story and everything else that's trending.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Now, if you are a sibling or if you have siblings, this might be of interest to you because it's definitely of an interest to me. Now, I'm one of two. Jess, you're in the middle of three. And you scream middle child.
And you scream youngest child, so.
Why do I scream youngest child?
I don't know. It's just the way you incessantly bully the rest of the office, I think, is very.
That's fair. I'd honestly, youngest youngest sibling energy is a lot better than eldest. I feel like eldest is real smug. And my wife's smug. I love her, but she's the eldest child.
Yeah, but she's also
family.
The eldest girl, which is a whole other category.
Oh, my God. Stop it talking is. About this eldest girl
it
thing.
It is. It's a thing. All right. You wouldn't understand.
Look, we talk about studies and universities a lot on the show, but can I throw out one of the heavy hitters for a second?
Please.
Cambridge University.
Wow. One of the big That's ones. One I've actually heard from.
Yeah, these are ones that...
Usually it's like Kentucky University State.
Sure. I mean, the Kentucky Derby is one of the most popular horse races in the world, but so you would imagine.
Yeah, but are they well known for their scientific studies?
Probably not, no.
Not as well known as Cambridge.
No, for their chicken and horses more. But Cambridge has done a study, and they're saying that fighting with your siblings can actually increase social skills and development.
Well, colour me social.
Yeah, a social butterfly emerging because apparently this study had 250 kids and it revealed disagreements among siblings contributed to improved social skills, vocabulary and overall development, saying essentially that sibling conflicts nurture a competitive spirit which translate to benefits in later life. So what I wanted to maybe even focus on, if you're a parent right now and your kids are at each other,
yeah,
they're just
learning
and evolving and becoming the adults that they will one day
it's
be.
It's why when you meet an only child, it's very evident. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. But see, I'm not very good at being like, you have this energy, you have that energy. To me, every individual is a human being and you could either have 100 brothers and sisters or nothing. And I can't pick up on that.
Sure.
But I like this. Now, my sister and I think I matured before her.
Let me ask you a question.
Because she was the worst until I was maybe 16.
Well, that was my question. When did you start to like your sister?
No, I liked her the whole time. She was just so mean to me. She would always just not include me in all things. Oh, I don't understand.
Because I didn't really like or appreciate my siblings until we were like, I was maybe 18. And then I was like, oh, actually, having siblings is kind of good.
But you had like your sister, your younger sister, there's a bit of...
was annoying as hell.
But she was so cute.
Oh, my God. She was the bane of my existence.
I thought it would have been like a little mini Jess rocking around.
The problem is I disliked her until I turned 18. And by the time I turned 18, she was then becoming a teenager.
Oh, so it flipped.
And then it flipped. And she was like, I don't want to know you. I don't want to know anything about you. And I was like, let's just be friends, please. I love you.
That is a big flip. So do you think now, though, because like you've told me some stories, some barn burners that took place in the Pantu household back in the 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think you're all socially equipped now and developed as human beings?
Yeah. I feel like we used to fight over real dumb stuff, too. Like...
I'm pretty sure you told me about an argument that you got into your brother because you were like, you can't piggyback me.
Okay, that was like three weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think you're arguing about like, the tax return this year and the global financial crisis and
no,
all these
things.
No, I mean,
as a child, I've had vivid memories of my mum walking in, us fighting over a Lego board.
Right.
And so she snapped it in half over her knee.
Oh, my God, Loretta.
It was like, there, you've got one, now shut up.
Because I was a huge Lego fan growing up and still am now. If the board didn't split exactly down the middle, then that's block carnage.
I don't know how she did it.
That's absolutely awful.
Straight down the middle.
But now I'm looking at you and I'm going, all right, well, you've told me
I'm very well adjusted.
No, the opposite. Increased social skills and development. I've seen you put your foot in it, put your mouth in it. So often, the amount of things you'll say to someone that just completely ruins the moment.
I really want to defend myself.
You are the queen of putting your foot in it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call Cambridge. I'm going to say, can we have one more person added to the study, please?
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.